going back to that period, you say you were the most active during some months in 2005. Then you graduated in 2008. Things, as you mentioned, started to get harder, you know, in the economy, the work environment. So it was time to leave DOD behind?
Not exactly. It was something where I was sort of keeping an eye on DOD, but I think at that point I had really fallen off because I was working at a cafe full time. I would come home and, you know, work on this webcomic and maybe some screenwriting projects here and there that never went anywhere. But it's something that I've seen happen with a lot of people at DOD, that life comes up and that's okay. That's not a bad thing.
Of course.
I mean, I love it when people are involved in DOD, but I also recognize that sometimes there are other things happening. And the most important thing, I think, to me, and this is something that I've had to remind myself here and there, is that whether it's DOD or any other hobby or your profession or anything, is to have a healthy balance with it. It's not a good thing to go all the way into, to put too much into something, because sometimes, like, you know, your song comes in last place, and if you have put everything you've got into that, you know, you have nothing else and you get critiques in the listening party or it doesn't get a good response. It's important to kind of remind yourself this isn't the end of the world. It's a fun thing that happens, and it's a great space and it's a great place to make music and learn things. I don't know if that's necessarily the message that should come from the guy that's running DOD. Yeah, this is great, but do other stuff too.
Well, I think it's a healthy message because, yeah, you need a creative outlet, right? But when things start getting stressful, it's time to reconsider, right?
Yeah, there's also a lot of other stuff that happens too in life.